T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I really like how our bullpen's constituted right now. I think our bullpen's shaping up really nicely, and some guys are taking some steps forward. I mean, we're in a good place, and we did pitch very, very well this series for sure. Our starts, and that was led by our guys taking the ball first. They did a heck of a job.
Show on the air. We are so glad you are on board. That's Craig Counsell, and his pitching staff did well over the weekend. And we keep telling you, I know offense matters and people get excited about offense specifically, but when you have good pitching and it really pays off, and then you put a few big key hits behind it, you're going to win a lot of ball games, and that's exactly what the Brewers did over the weekend. Joining us now, the Schneider Orange Hotline, our good buddy Tim Allen, host of the Baseball Postgame Show. Tim, that's exactly what happened over the weekend. They got some good pitching, some timely hitting, and they swept the New York Mets, and all seems right with the world now.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's a good bounce back. And just to take a little inventory here, Bill, the first 26 games of the 2019 championship season starts out 13-13. And it was against some stiff competition. 26 games, you're dead even at 500, but 20 of the 26 were against the Cardinals, Dodgers, and Cubs. And you get out of that 26-game span, and the other six, you got swept and you swept, so you were dead even there as well. But you get out of that little bit of a gauntlet in the first 26, and the next 10 you go 7-3, and I'm not saying that it's slouch competition, because it is. The Mets are a pretty decent team. They've got some pieces there, and then the Rockies in the middle there. So you've bounced back after the first 26 with a 7-3 run, and it just seems a little bit better. It seems like there's a little more confidence. And Bronny said it the other night after Saturday's 18 inning affair that you lose a game like that, it feels like you've lost 10 in a row. You win a game like that, you've won 2 or 3 in a row. And Zach Davies, you cannot say enough about him yesterday. When they needed it, and that's the toughest thing. A guy can rattle off 7 2/3 in one of his starts throughout a year, but after going down, Chase Anderson going down earlier in the week, and then an 18-inning affair, the pressure, think about the pressure that was on him to chew up innings and have length, and mm-hmm. he came through. It was dynamite.
Without a doubt, I completely agree with you. The Brewers do make a couple of moves over the weekend. Here's my question. Was there anything really? I mean, some people said, well, you know, you DFA a guy and thanks but no thanks. Is it surprising? I mean, we talk about it all the time. This is a win now situation. You know what I mean?
It is. I mean, they're built to win right now. And that's what we said coming into the year, that everyone or a lot of folks were clamoring for, you know, when does the higher end prospects get filtered into the system and help out? It's not quite yet. It certainly is not prior to the service time clock running, that's for sure. But they're not ready for that. And case in point was the three young starters in the rotation that you broke camp with. And they were not going to give those guys a super amount of time here to get it together because of the fact that what you just said, they're here to win now. Mm-hmm. And so you're going to see these moves throughout, especially this year. I mean, there may be some, it looks to be some rule changes with the relieving in all of baseball next year. So they're going to manipulate the DFA bubble right there, the 40-man roster bubble right there. They're going to manipulate the 10 days down. They're going to manipulate the roster as best they can, man. And they'll continue to do that all year.
Good to see Christian Yelich come back and bust out the way he did. I mean, when you get that kind of performance, a guy that's been sitting there and he's been ailing a little bit and he comes back and jacks one, picks up where he left off, and you just kind of shake your head and go, oh, okay. You know, you just feel a lot better about your entire situation.
It's just awesome to have him in a Brewers uniform. I mean, a guy like that. And, yep. And we've been through some guys, Bill, and you know this, the Brawnies in his heyday and Prince Fielder and some of these guys. And you acquire Greinke, and you saw the CC Sabathia run that he got on in 08. But this is truly something special. Even his outs are loud. And to get him out right now, you literally have to fool him. You can't go mano a mano against that dude right now. It's just not going to work. And I know a lot of guys are going to want to try, and there's a lot to be said about having a little swagger on the mound, but you're still facing a buzzsaw right there. You just got to fool him. And I tell you, if I was pitching against Christian Yelich, it'd be nothing but junk. It'd be change-up after change-up after change-up. And if you lose him, you lose him. But that's where we're at here, man. I think that Miller Park gets a little quieter when Yelich comes up.
Mm-hmm.
I think people pay closer attention when they're watching it on TV. I think people pay closer attention when they're listening to Uke and Yelly comes up, and it's like, whoa, wait a second here. I was in conversation. I'm on my cell phone. Hold on a second here. Yelich is up. It's that type of player.
Hey, I wanted to ask you, there's still guys that are struggling even though some hits came over the weekend. Lorenzo Cain's average is down. You know, we all know Yelich is playing extremely well. Ryan Braun is lifting it a little bit, sitting at 254 right now. Jesus gets a bang the other day, yesterday. He's got it up to at least 169. I mean, but you still have a lot of guys in this team, Travis Shaw included. Pena's hitting 143. At what point do you say, okay, guys, this something has to give here, because offensively speaking, you're an all-or-nothing team right now.
Yeah, and it's concerning to a degree, but you see how one role this early in the season, and relatively early in the season, you've seen, case in point, Ryan Braun, how, wow, he's at a .194 here, and what's going on with Brawny? And literally 3 games later, two-hit game, a three-hit game, and of course a six-hit game, 6-for-8, he jacked it all the way up to like 263 was the high watermark mm-hmm. after that little run. So you got to give just a little more time. I can say this about Travis Shaw. The Zeus thing is, he's a tougher customer to figure out. But the Travis Shaw thing, that dude is far better than what his numbers indicate right now. They just are, and that's the reality of it. Now, the question is, you're right, how much time do you give him? Because sometimes players do have a clunker of a year. They do. You saw it with Zach Davies last year, and now look at him. So you have to give a little more time, I would think, around that about that June 1st, June 10th range, somewhere in there where you start saying, hey, man, we're going to have to figure something out here. And the answers, I don't have the answers quite yet, because as Craig Counsell would say, a lot can happen between now and then. So we don't have to make those decisions quite yet. But it's about another 30 games or so, maybe 35 or 37 games, but you're going to have to address it.
In the last 22 games, the Cubs are 17-5. They're smoking right now. They've won 7 in a row. Have the Cubs now woken up? Is this the real Cubs, or are we just waiting for them to cut back down to earth, because they're scoring runs at an unbelievable rate as well?
I just shut it off. Last night, I just shut it off. That right now is, and we've seen it. We've seen it with the Brewers here too, but we've seen it quite a few times in the last 4 years for the Cubs. When they get on that kind of a roll, they can do no wrong. The ball bounces for them. They get the right pitch. They get the right guy up there at the right time. The breaks just fall their way. It's disgusting, and I hate it, and I don't want to watch it, and I won't watch it, because you know last night they throw a runner out at third. Had to be a perfect throw. Carpenter's gun down at third. Zobrist headlong dive. He had no business being even close to that baseball. You get a grand slam. It's just one of those runs that you get on that you know, from my perspective, I think is nauseating. And so what the Brewers are going to have to do, when we've talked about it coming into the year, Bill, you and I talked mm-hmm. about it, Cardinals, Cubs, and Brewers, they're going to take their turn at first place throughout the year. This is going to be a dogfight in this Central, and all three of them now have spent time in first place through the first month plus. And so what the Brewers are going to have to do, take care of it themselves. And it's lined up to where Quintana, oh, this will shock you, going to pitch game one of a 3-game set at Wrigley between the Cubs and Brewers on Friday. But, you know, so take care of them themselves.
Yeah.
Knock them off the mojo roll because they're definitely on one.
Hey, I got to ask you this because I was listening to a discussion this morning driving in. So Javi Baez, and I'm not taking anything away from him, he's having a tremendous season. Again, he picked up where he left off from his MVP chase last year. So is Christian Yelich. But they were talking about Baez being more valuable overall because Baez plays shortstop and they've got Christian Yelich playing right field. And, yeah, okay, you know, you still have left hitters in the league. You still have guys that go the opposite way. You still have plays that need to be made. You know, between him and Kane out there, nothing's getting past them. But they made the argument that Javi Baez's numbers can be comparable to what Christian Yelich is putting up, and I don't necessarily agree with that. But they said he's more valuable because he plays short as opposed to what's going on with Christian Yelich playing right field because Ryan Braun needs to play left. Do you agree?
There's a lot of intangibles in that. There's a lot of mitigating circumstances there because if you're talking about the defensive nature of the game, yeah, okay, I could see a little bit of that. I mean, you're talking about a gold glover out there in that outfield. And so you do have to consider that. However, offensively, I mean, you'd have to measure then who's around Yelich. And now there's it's been spotty. It's been sketchy around Yelich this year. And you mentioned Lorenzo Cain, but you know, there's a lot to be said about what Lorenzo brings in leadership to that team. But with Yelich, it's about who's around it. I mean, who's protecting him? And you have to consider that, too. And you have to compare that to who's protecting around Baez down there. That does play a factor here when you compare the two. They're both great. It is splitting hairs at the highest level. As much as it pains me to say it, but Baez is pretty damn good, guys.
Yeah. No, I completely agree. I didn't want to take anything away from him, but just because he plays shortstop as opposed to right field, it's almost as if they would say, well, you got to give him the Ward. I didn't necessarily agree with that because I've seen quite a few diving catches out of Christian Yelich this year as well. Good stuff as always, my friend. I live for tonight because the Brewers are back at it. The Bucks are back at it. It should be a special night in Wisconsin. Let's cross our fingers and hope, okay?
Big night. Can't wait, Bill. Thanks.
Ulysses Chassin on the Hill tonight. Appreciate it, Tim. There you go. That is Tim Allen, host of the Baseball Postgame Show, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider, hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.